Hey guys, it's Connor and welcome to my podcast. Today I'm here with Megan.
Hey.
And I'm going to be interviewing her today. And we're going to be talking about differences in personality based on your gender and where and how you were raised. Let's get right into it. Do you feel that growing up in a rural area, you were raised differently than someone raised in a metro area?
I believe that it is different. I know from experience because I used to play soccer in, I'm from St. Louis. I'm from a small town outside of St. Louis, and I played soccer with people from like the city of St. Louis, and just the way, like, I know obviously everyone has their own personalities, but just like the way that they would like present themselves is just different than the way I would present themselves, just for the fact that I am from a smaller town and a smaller community. We're from the suburb, but it's like suburb, so it's like quite far from the actual city.
And it's only 14,000 in population?
Yeah, it's around 14,000 people.
So a lot smaller than where I was raised.
I've noticed that when people live in bigger cities and like kids growing up in bigger cities, they just kind of try to compete for everything, whereas they want to have a better this, better that. Like, they want to have name brand clothing. They want to do this. Whereas where I'm from, that's not really a thing.
It's in a smaller town. It's a lot less intense. You don't have to have all these things.
And I also noticed that, like, coming to school, I have a lot of friends from the city, more or less, where they live. And then I have a lot of friends from, like, rural areas as well. And you can just tell, like, obviously, everyone's personalities differ, but you can definitely tell who was raised in the city and who was raised more rural area.
So you think that being raised in the city has affected people's personality?
Yeah, I think
you can tell right off by the way they act, their personality, their traits.
Not everyone is going to come off like that, because like I said, everyone is their own person, but stereotype. Yes, that people in the city are more quote-unquote uppity, whereas they like the finer things in life. Like, that's just how they're raised. Like, their parents were most likely raised in the city. Like, it's just a common thing. Whereas usually if you're raised in the country, more or less, that you don't really think about that.
Yeah, your parents are raised that way. Your grandparents are raised that way.
I think being raised in the rural area, I think it's very, it's very different. I think you have a new almost perspective at life and what you have
versus. So how's it affected your personality being raised in a rural area?
For me, it's not almost that I don't notice it, but a lot of other people I've met notice it. They're like, oh, you're more like down to earth. Like, you're just more like chill. Whereas like everyone from the city is always like go, go. Like, they're just doing stuff. They're always just like on the go. Whereas like, I'm just kind of like more like relaxed about everything. I'm just like chill. Like, obviously want to go and like do stuff, but I also want to have like time to myself. Like, just hang out with like me and my friends. Like, I don't want to go out like and just like do a bunch of stuff all the time. Whereas I know a lot of people that are like that, but I just think, like, growing up, I was like that. There's not much to do in the town I'm from. So that's just how I was raised, and that's just all I've known.
Yeah, that's, like, at college, how everyone is so different because we're all from different areas of the country, different types of living with being the city and the rural area. And so we all have, like, a different expectation because my friends in the city, we go out every weekend. We're always doing stuff at night.
Because all of the girls I know that are from, like, the city of St. Louis, like I said, that I used to play sports with, they're more into, oh, I always have to be, like, upkept, obviously, like, all the time. Like, they're always into the new things. Like, their parents are always getting them new stuff.
What is different about growing up in rural areas for girls?
I think they try to be friends with everyone. Like, they're more in, I've noticed this, they're more into guys and, like, talking to guys and, like, all this stuff. And obviously, like, everyone's doing their own thing. But in the country, like, everyone's just, like, guys and girls are more, I feel like, friends. Whereas in, like, the city, all the guys and girls just want to, like, get together. Like, the girls are more just, like, down to earth. They're not really about that in the country. But like I said, everyone obviously is different. But I feel like in the, like, rural area, girls aren't set to as high of a standard as they are in the city. So I'm kind of thankful for that aspect.
Which can definitely be worse for females because they're more, they like to shop more, they like to make themselves look better with nails, hair all the time. So it can be worse, like, competition between girls than it is with guys in the city. Whereas in a rural area, it's pretty much the same between guys and girls. They don't have that competition and that reputation that they have to keep. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like we've learned a lot more about where people are raised and different roles that people are expected to play depending on how and where they were raised.
Growing up in like rural area, I think it's really helped me and like just shaped who I am, because I am very different from a lot of other people that I know here, just because I am not even more of a homebody, but I'm just more like laid back and